Real Conversation is supported by the generous donations of Susie, Claire Schwab, and Evan Pearson. You can support us too at truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link. Truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link.
Evening, good morning, good day, good night, good everything. This is Bonga Stations episode number 49 on the 2nd of November at my end and the 1st of November on Dave's end in America. I'm in Australia. Yep. Mm-hmm. Welcome, Dave. Welcome, Dave J, to Bonga Stations 49.
Well, thank you, thank you.
Why, thank you.
Rick, oh, yeah. Well, thank you, Rick. I was thinking about the way to bring this in, and we're getting very close to 50, which is, of course, the balance. So 49 is important, and I wanted to express it in a way that relates directly to the screen, whether it be the TV screen or the phone screen, and how it relates to indium, which is the 49th so-called element, and which is used for
what's
called
spelled?
The indium.
Yeah,
I-N-D-I-U-M.
Yep.
Now, it's used for what's called indium 10 oxide. Now, 10 we're talking about next week, which is 50. So these two are related. You can already see where the relationship is. But indium 10 oxide, ITO, which is that's the transparent electrodes in LCDs. And we'll talk more about that soon, but also in touch panels and all that, solar panels, things like that. So I wanted to kind of to bring that in, but first talk about the number. So you're dealing with the dalet, which is the four, so the mind lets, and then the nine, which is the idol. The mind lets the idol. What does it? So the mind lets the idol do what? Run amok, run, you know, do this, do that. And it also, as you talked about earlier, the 4-9 or the DI or the ID relates to the real ID type of kind of in-world type news that you've been talking about, or the id.
The id, yeah, that's my takeaway from the thing, yeah, the real id. Which is
right, so then the
id was right. Freud. It's a Freudian term, you know, it was one of Freud's terms, I do believe.
Oh. Yeah, well, it's the ID. It's one's identification. So how then does one identify oneself? You know, if it says, "Who are you?" You know, who are you? How then do you describe yourself? That's then your ID. So then looking at, because also then, if you just look at the number, and before we get kind of to the stuff about LCD screens and some tie-ins to movies, it's like you have four from nine, which is your five. So if you go in the minus direction, you want five senses. If you go in the positive direction, four plus nine, you have the 13, which of course is the idea of the crown or corona, which is the one before the ring, but also reduced to the four, or the dalet again. So you see how it just wraps itself around. You also then have the four times nine, which is your 36, or nine, 3-6, 3-6, 6-6-6. So you can see that this is a crossing point. It's also a place of, let's just say, of level water. Meaning, and we'll get to why it's water in a minute, but it's also if you have 7 times 7, that's important for seven code. Seven times seven is 49.
Yep.
All right. So you have the 7 times 7 into the 49, and now here's what's interesting about this. So you're at a place now, and I'm going to tie it into the phone screen, into really all so-called media and how it's delivered to the individual, and how then they identify themselves from that, how they react to
fascinating
that.
Fascinating.
So if you look at, let's say, Matthew 18:22, for example, which of course is your 9:4 reversed, like you, it says, he says, "I do not say unto you 7 times, but unto 70 times 7. So the idea of 490 or 49. You see, yep. So it all ties in. So now we're talking about we're talking about the same thing. So then does someone, of course, when they fall into these places, they're only lost in the time that they spend wallowing in these realms that we're going to talk about within this. But now you know that this is going to be the idea of failure sometimes, and also that the fact that the one who's outside looking at someone fail, offering forgiveness each time that they fail, because they're going to do it over and over until they finally at some point learn their lesson, like the beaver. Finally, the beaver's going to learn his lesson. But then those who are outside, you've already been given instruction by the 7 code, of course, that deals with this 49 junction. And I wanted, and so now with indium, which is the 49th element, which is, it's a metal that if you can, you lay it, it's translucent, or you can see through it. It's what allows the pixels on your LCD screen or your phone screen to allow the subpixels, the colors, the red, green, blue, to shine through and make the images which you see.
That's what
allows that to happen. And it's specific. You know, all these numbers are specific. So 49 and 10, indium 10, they're directly related in the presentation of what's called the LCD screen. Directly, without them, it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
So now you're at the very beginning of the screen. So now we've worked all the way through 1 through 48, and now this is becoming physical now, because now we're talking about the LCD screen. And really, any screen that first showed that blend of colors, that's your presentation of this plasma realm. That's the presentation of a realm that is not necessarily physical. It's a medium.
It's not real. But to mm-hmm. the image, the brain, it can be perceived as real.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So then indium originates from a word, what is it? It's... indicum, so which is the idea of indigo. Indigo is interesting in that, indigo is specifically is between a wavelength of, now this is according to NASA, and now these are the ones who keep the magic, 425 to 450 nanometers. That's your 9/11.
Yeah.
Hidden right in plain sight.
Right in front of you.
So then... Mm. Yeah, right in front of you. So indigo, of course, you're dealing with this blue light, or what's considered what can be considered a blue light. So then you have this on all of these screens, whether you won't be able to perceive it, but there is a constant blue light which is being emanated, which is actually in the indigo wavelength.
Right.
That right there is conditioning color. That right there allows the field to be fertilized, and the field is your mind in this case.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. So, fantastic.
So let's then talk about, before we get back to the screen, even within so-called, you have the main religion of the realm, where you have either any of the Yahweh followers across the board, they'll cover certain areas, or there's times of 49 days or cycles of 49 days. One in particular is between what's called Passover, which is a blood idea, and Shavuot, which is a harvest idea. So a blood sacrifice into a future harvest is exactly 49 days. And that's, and yeah, and it also goes into the so-called Catholic or Protestant, like the Jews, the Christian, the Catholic or the Christian Jews, they're all Yahweh followers. So they hide that same idea, which is the counting of Omar, in a word called Pentecost.
Yeah.
All right, which is 49 days after Easter. That's where that's hidden. So you see, it's the same exact so-called faith, just with different costuming.
It's the same movie with a different cast.
Yeah, exactly. Now, what's interesting about here's I wanted to go to this idea of Passover and the blood sacrifice and human sacrifice and all of this that you'll hear mentioned. Well, there can be a sacrifice that doesn't take a life. There can be a sacrifice of body. Take, this is my body. Take it. That idea. So then how does that relate to LCD screens? Well, if you look at when LCD screens were, or where the so-called research is, according to the script, you're going back to, guess what? 1888. The same year as like the Hoax Geese and the rest. So you have this Frederick Retzner, or Retz, how do you spell his name? R-E-I-N-I-T-Z-E-R, Retzner, who he studied something called cholesterol benzenate. Cholesterol benzenate is the precursor to what becomes the liquid in LCD.
Well,
that's now. Guess where that comes from? That can come from the human plasma, from blood, blood plasma. All right. So then you can literally make an LCD screen with the cholesterol benzenate that you extract from blood plasma of an animal or of a man. And you can create an actual screen that will produce an image.
Interesting. So plasma, the blood, and plasma, the thing that we use to watch everything, plasma TVs, and it's the same thing. Same word.
Also, yeah, it's the same. Well, it is the same thing. It's the exact same thing. In fact, a thought's a plasma. Now, if you look at how semiconductors are made, All of your metal layers within your processing that you're doing vacuum, high sputter vacuum or sputter vacuum, where you're directing plasma, which is ignited plasma using lighter than air gases, and which could be anything. We talked about that before, where you're doing a neon, helium, krypton. Krypton is one that's used in deposition for sure. Also, xenon is also used. So all these lighter than air gases are then used for that very same process. And they create a plasma, and the plasma is how the metal is rained down onto the wafer surface. Each plasma or each gas creates its own, or has its own emission color. Like xenon, for example, would be a bluish white. And then we talked about this before. And then let's say if you were going to ignite a bluish kind of a bluish violet, more closer to what we're talking about, you would ignite an argon gas, and that would give you that color.
Is krypton green?
It ignites like a pale violet.
Violet, okay.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of Superman here with kryptonite.
Yeah, you're thinking of, like the storytellers. But if you're going to ignite krypton in a vacuum chamber, it's going to ignite kind of a white or a pale violet.
Violet, okay.
Okay. So yeah. So then this guy. So then you see that and what they're telling you now though is that the liquid of the liquid crystal display has, because it's between what's called the iridium tin oxide layer, which is where the tin comes in, which is number 50 next week. So you have your iridium 49, 10, 50 oxide layer, which is your transparent, what you would call glass, and then that then is what sandwiches the liquid crystal. Now the liquid crystal now is sized through so-called petroleum or oil. However, you know it can be also produced, like I say, through the plasma of man or animal. And that and you also noticed how there's a big premium on plasma collection. Yes, they do it in the U.S. at least.
Oh, yeah.
And there's not that much plasma needed. So then, yeah, so I was, this will be the first Bongversations that has a little novelette released with it that I've been working on a little bit. It's going to be 10 chapters. It'll be 10 chapters, and it's going to deal with getting into a company called Skulltech. And one of the first things that has to happen to get into the place is that Pompo and myself. And for anyone who's like an insider, Pompo, you know he can't see. He's blind, but he's driving in the book. So there's a lot of little hidden Easter eggs for people. But then we come up to the guards who are just so happen to be named Rick and Rolo, and they just so happen to have Australian accents. And they pull this little Monty Python-type little skit. And then, of course, we get past them. No worries. Yeah.
That sounds so fascinating. I'm keen to see this one.
Yeah, that'll be coming. That'll be coming out with it. So most of that's done. I just wanted to say what's going to happen is Skulltech in the novel or in the little book's going to be what I'm talking. They're creating screens, which are actually produced with the cholesterol, which it is the cholesterol from human or man's plasma. And now what happens is, remember we talked about in the 47th Bongversation, we talked about once you have a fragment or a piece of something, it's going to act as a mirror. So when they go to Skulltech to look at what's going on, these mirrors are in fact reflecting back to them. And then they're learning from them and they're syncing with them because they're actually alive.
I heard someone speaking about something very similar to this, about this mirrors reflecting, and the other day, actually. It's very interesting. I'm fascinated, well, fascinated.
Yeah, I would say this would be because you're dealing with so-called magicians like John Dee and these people who wrote books, and whatever character their real name is, these are the characters who they offer a book. If that person's got a mirror and it's a magic mirror, it most certainly isn't a mirror that you're looking at in your restroom.
Well, that's right. Well, John Dee had the scrying mirror, the black mirror.
Yeah, the scrying mirror. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the black mirror is going to be something more akin to what I'm talking about. So then you can even have a high-end iPhone umpity squat that has a human-derived LCD screen. That's how, if the culture disintegrates and it gets even more kind of just dark.
Yeah.
Like you have the one guy who offered the little vial of blood in the shoe.
Some obscure rapper.
The human derived LCD screen.
Was that Kanye West?
Nas, something or other. I think he was a rapper who kind of crossed over to country.
Oh yeah, I know who you're talking about. Yeah, you did that song. Yeah, exactly. Yep. Very, very dodgy. a very dodgy.
Well, yeah, it's a setup deal. So then, Rick, so they're going to tell you that so just so you know, that the LCD, the liquid crystal display, was coined back in the so-called late 1800s. So it's not something new. It's just...
No, so they've had this kind of tech talk for many, many, many years before we heard anything about it.
Oh, yeah. Well, and like I say, the first LCD screen, I would say, would have been derived from animal cholesterol. That's all. And then, of course, you're going to go to petroleum simply for volume, meaning, you know, stability, volume, consistency. Not because it displays any better. Only because if you have a product like petroleum, you can just manufacture it, and the consistency is going to be better. It doesn't necessarily mean it's going to offer a better picture than, let's say, bovine cholesterol.
So when you got oil floating on water, you have a kind of a film, which is the kind of a very bluish kind of film on the top of the water. Yeah, so there's probably a there with that as well.
Well, the blue we already talked about. The there is that the blue is the idea of the massaging color that allows the injection of the nonsense into your mind. It lets it right past you. So it's almost like a magic carpet. It's like, remember in the Exorcist when the detective says about the window being open, he says that's a magic carpet for bacteria or something like that. So it's a very similar thing. The blue light's a magic carpet for these ideas to enter your mind, into your id, without you really thinking about it. Especially if you're one of those that watches and just kind of just looks at it, and it just you're into it. All right. So then, yeah. So this is what I was wanting to say too. I kind of just thought of this. So if you look at the actual name of the guy, now let me verify this real quick. Okay, Reinitzer. Okay, so if you take his last name, there's at least several seven-letter anagrams in there, but two of them at least one of them is reinter, like the idea of reinterring a body into a grave.
Yeah,
which is very. Yeah. This is what's happening, because as these shows are given to you, that you go through this kind of blue gate, the blue light gate, and you're reinterred into these fallen ideas. How many times are you going to watch Jesse James? How many times are they going to remake the story of the X, Y, or Z? So this is the constant reinforcement. So instead
Disney are doing this nonstop, aren't they? Constantly remaking movies.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so instead of the forgiveness of seven by seven by seven, it's the unforgiveness, or lying by seven by seven by seven, the false mind just hammered into you each time. And also, I noticed those same letters spell rentier, which is not the one who's renting a place, but the one who's collecting the proceeds of the rent, meaning the landlord. The landlord. So who's the landlord of your mind? Who is then reinterring you into the hoax or into the idea? So I just saw that right in the name of the so-called Frederick, inventor of 1888, which of course goes back, for all those paying attention, to the Giza hoax and several other hoaxes that tie into that year. So then, So we're moving right on through with the next number, 50 next week. We're gonna talk about the indium 10 oxide, which is your glass, your display screen. But we've talked about half of it tonight, and then next week we talk about half, kind of another half, and more kind of things we didn't talk about tonight. But now we're getting into kind of where X-Files covers it with the black oil episodes. If you remember X-Files, where you had a lot of standalone episodes, then you had the syndicate episodes, and then the which dealt with alien invasion, and then you had a series that still dealt with the syndicate, but it dealt specifically with something called black oil.
The black goo.
Yeah, the black goo or the black oil, and it goes right into your nose. So the black oil is very much tied into this 49 idea as well.
Interesting.
Yeah, because it deals with the idea of influence over water and temperature, and the idea of oil and water not mixing. So this is the separation point at that point. And of course, temperature, like I say, because this is dealing, oh, I should say where this ties in and how I can make that connection, is that if you look at the so-called 49th spirit of the Lesser Key of Solomon, for it would be called CRO cell, crow cell. Very interesting. Crow cell. So CRO, if you think about the etymology of that, that's kind of like a cavity or a hollow. And then cell is not only like a cell dealing with like you're stuck in the cell, like it's a small area of confinement, but it's also dealing with the cell, which we've talked about, where the cholesterol is extracted to make the LCD. If you're using, you know, human or animal cholesterol derived from you know, wherever you want to get it. So you see how, and then so that ties in together too.
Can you spell? Can you spell crow cell?
CRO.
Yep.
CELL.
Crow cell. Okay.
Crow cell.
Fascinating.
Yeah. And so, I was thinking, what, there's an interesting movie that was put out in 2008 called Pontypool.
I know that movie somehow.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, it's a Canadian like so-called psychological thriller.
Yeah.
Which directed by a Canadian dude, Bruce McDonald, and it had this guy named, you'd know him if you saw him. His name's Stephen McHatty. You'd know him if you saw him. Like, if you saw it, you'd say, oh, I've seen that guy in all kinds
of movies. Yeah, I know the name.
He was in Deep Space Nine. He was in Highlander, the TV series. He was in Beverly Hills Cop 3, if you were one of the few people that saw that.
I think I did.
Yeah, did you? So in this movie though, this Pontypool movie, the so-called virus, or what is causing the zombie reaction, is the use of the English language.
Interesting.
Yeah. And we talked about that as the English language being the first language. Now, but also then, how then is language used to cause contention or cause fight, argument, the idea of bringing one into attacking. All right? So the English language within that movie is kind of the...
Hey, I've got to watch this movie by the sound of it. I've heard of it, but I haven't seen it. Yeah, note taken.
So it deals with a guy named a shock jock who goes by the name of Grant Mazzy, and then you'll like this. The technician's is Laurel Ann, and the station manager is and the winner is Sydney Breyer.
Sydney Breyer,
and the winner, so, like, is the Breyer patch. Sydney.
Yeah.
Yeah, the winner is Sydney Breyer. Yeah, so then those three kind of are the main characters. There's a few others that kind of get thrown in and out. But and then it's you'll see how the use of language is how the
But isn't that life? But to me, that's in real life. That's the whole English language is weaponized, that you actually will be saying which regularly on a basis. And all these there's all these words that are we say, and morning, you know, good morning, all of these things that, you know, that when you're, there's nothing good about morning, but, and, you know, the word says the same, as you say, Dave Joe, quote here, if it sounds like it, it is it. And morning, that's upset, it's the same thing. Yeah.
Oh, that's a big one for sure, man.
Yeah.
So then, in this thing, what they use, I won't give it all away, but it's like the idea of using confusing or like kind of like self-contradicting phrases to get past the virus, and that's also how then you would use it in even censorship today, which is a lot of it is computer-based censorship, is using different ways to spell things or put brackets around things.
Yeah,
the way that if I put a note out, it's not going to be easily discerned by someone who hasn't listened, because the way it's written, it'll look like gibberish. But if you know what, if you paid attention, you look at it and you say, oh, okay, that means this, that, and the other thing.
Oh, that's why I've several times, and the real idea, yeah, when I came up with the Ed thing the other day,
yeah,
that's because I was reading, you sent me a message that you'd had trouble with real ID, and I went, real Ed, and I saw Ed instead of ID, and then I looked up, you know, and it's a Freudian subconscious part of the realm, you know, that these things are being used. So that's the way that I look at when you send me a message, I don't look at it as what it might say. I saw the many different things it could mean, which is really good. Yeah. It actually helps you find a lot of stuff.
Put a lot of layers in there, man.
Yeah.
It's like in gaming, it's called Easter eggs, where you put things for those paying attention.
Exactly, yeah.
You call them Easter eggs, yeah.
Yeah.
So then there's another movie you would know, obviously, that kind of deals with the same idea of behavioral tonality coming through equipment, would be the Stephen King Cell.
Yeah,
remember that one?
Yep.
That would have had old what's his nuts, Samuel L. Jackson and John Cusack.
Yep,
and they were doing their thing, and that was dealing with a very similar kind of like into a zombie apocalypse type after the Cell.
same thing as you say. It all leads into the same thing.
Yeah, it all leads into the same thing. So I wanted to say about the did you hear when it's like when you think of the indium, I hear India in there as well.
That's what I was going to say.
it's very close. And so if you're, you remember when we talked about the idea of what comes from India, but the Buddhism, the Hinduism, Jainism, Sikhism, all of these that deal with the serpent.
Theosophy.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. And then so you deal with chapter 18 of the Book of Adam and Eve, where it talks about and the serpent.
Landed in India.
Was thrown from the seashore and it landed in India.
Fantastic.
And that's verse 9. So that too, just that ties back to our ninth video that we did.
Yep.
Our eighth, one of them. It's when we talked about these same ideas. It all wraps around because each one is just a kind of a more complicated version than the last,
Reiterates for anyone listening, if you've only just started listening, you've got to go back to, and truthmeets.com has the first 22 episodes all packaged nicely, and then after the 22, there's Dave J's YouTube channel has got the rest. You need to go from number 1 to 49, though. It's quite important, I do believe.
All right.
To whether you do it concurrently or wherever, it'll all add up and it'll all make sense.
There's a couple other films which are very very similar to Cell. In fact, I would say that maybe what's his name got some of his ideas for Cell in the 26, or you know, in that time frame, with one from The Signal, which came out in 2007. Where that movie, there was a broadcast signal that drove people crazy, and which is the same story. It's the same idea. So,
yeah.
And then you had Videodrome back in 1983. Remember with James Woods, Debbie Harry, and the broadcast signal.
It's the same with They Live had the broadcast signal.
Yeah,
was creating the. The aliens were using, or whatever they were, the demons were using.
Yeah, yeah.
Same thing.
Well, yeah, all these different movies that deal with so-called aliens or visitors, or they're all dealing with demons or possessions or let's just say manifestations of visions. Let's say with the one with Whitley Strieber. Remember where he was supposedly taken up?
Oh yeah, yeah. Whitley Strieber's blah blah blah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I know. Yeah.
Yeah. So that had Christopher Walken. Yeah, that had Christopher Walken. And if you remember, about three quarters of the way through, it went completely sideways, where he's going up there like dancing with the so-called aliens.
Yeah.
It's got completely, and that's letting you know that it's not dealing with a physical, it's dealing with more kind of a fever dreamish type world. That's just letting you know that the audience, if you're watching, that this is not dealing with the idea of an alien. It's dealing with something in the mind. And so and that should have let you know, for anyone watching, that he was dealing with a case of possession.
Yeah, exactly.
Easily, case of possession. Yep.
Yeah.
And so so that's some, so you see all those different movies have like The Ring as well.
All great, they're all great movies though, Dave. They're all worth watching, and that's what, you know, it's the fascinating thing when you wake up to this kind of level conversation. You can go back and you'll have to go back and rewatch movies you might have seen 50 times before, and all of a sudden you're going to see things that you did not see before.
Oh yeah, now you know so you know the 1982 Poltergeist, that was filmed.
Yeah.
That was filmed just a stone's throw from the street I was living on. So if you watch the movie, you'll see where the house is, and you'll see it's on a street that's just being constructed on. It's like it looks like a construction street, and so they were actually using a model house at the time. So I rode all through there. But what's interesting is if you watch the movie, you're going to see there's an oak tree that's right down from the house. There's an oak tree. And all of those trees, they used to be all oak trees out there. Well, that oak tree, it was protected, supposedly, and they put a curb around it. Now, what happened is if you go there now, you'll find all those oak trees have been removed and just, you know, other trees have been placed in there. The reason that that's important symbolically is that the oak tree is the idea of history and or the idea of tonality of comfort or knowledge. It puts it into the ground. So those that exist on that ground can also benefit from it. If you pull all the oak trees out of the ground, they no longer hunt. So
interesting.
So then the let's just say the comfort of that area was removed by the roots.
Yeah, incredible tree too, the oak tree. It's the mighty oak. And you're right about the vibration and everything about the trees and the reason they grew there in the first place, etc. You know, there's always a kind of a what's that thing called, a geomancy, the science of the land and the trees and the rivers and the creation of Earth, basically. Yeah.
Well, everything's created for a reason. Just like you have this 49th element idea, idiom, which is without it in tin, you don't have the screen you're looking at.
Yeah.
You know, so
that's interesting.
It's all there for a reason. And now that we're moving up to these numbers, we're now moving into the TV like Poltergeist. Remember where she putting her hands on the TV?
Yeah.
You know, it's like they're and
they're
that,
here.
That,
they're here.
Here. They're here. And so you have that kind of spoof in a lot of different things where you have even with the one in the desert where they go back to so-called Egypt. They go through the little gate.
Stargate.
What is it? Stargate, yeah. They go through the Stargate. It does the very same similar type of reflected mirror that you walk through.
Yeah.
So this is what we're dealing with. So then the idea of what the difference between a biological, like a bio LCD screen, one that's derived from plasma, let's say, versus one that's derived from petroleum, is that the screen that's derived from the plasma is going to retain memory. Just like, because I told you that yeah, that all parts taken have a remembrance of the rest, especially within the body. So then, so you're, like I say, the a screen derived from plasma is going to have a memory. And then the little novel we did, it's going to, I'll go into a little bit of kind of what that talk, how that manifests in running into it, how it kind of looks at you and it learns from you and it becomes, or tries to get in sync with you and then tries to get into you. So if it's a reflection of ill intent, it's going to try to harmonize with you. And then once you don't see it for what it is, it's going to then envelop you.
Mm.
It's the idea of a possession, yeah.
Mm. So, and which is what happened in Poltergeist.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's the same exact thing we're talking about. And it deals right with 49 specifically and 50 specifically next week. And so we covered kind of half of what we wanted to talk about this, but then 50 will cover the rest of the balance kind of idea into this.
Yep. So it's kind of a two-part episode, even though it's 49. Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah, because it covers one side from the other, one to the other, you know. It's kind of like, because you have to come out of the TV, and so the 50 is kind of the other side of it.
The back of the TV.
Yeah, man.
You know, the actual story of the guy, I think it was Logie Baird, that come up with the TV tube or whatever. But there was the guy, I think the guy that came up with the computer screen, whatever, he was channeling everything. He actually bragged that he was channeling everything. He didn't learn it. It was coming through medium into his head, like what we're talking about here.
Well, here's the thing. It's like, how do you decide that you're going to go ahead and sputter, you know, indium on a silicon wafer
exactly
so many angstroms, and then put it.
it's not the kind of thing you just experiment with an idea. The whole idea, and we're talking about ID, an idea. It sounds like it is it idea, uh-huh. an ID, the subconscious mm-hmm. Channeling. You know, they all the Indian between India. Uh-huh. All of those religions, but they're all just channeling and coming through the medium from the ether into your brain, etc. Is they talked about that before you had a TV screen or a computer screen to look at.
You also have kind of within, so older Hollywood, because kind of the 50s, 60s, 70s, there's a lot of occult, as you know. We talked about some of it already, for example, you have in Tibetan Buddhism, for example, you have this idea of 49 days in the Bardo. Bridget Bardot.
Can we talk about the Bardo? I know it's interesting that she called Bardo, but the Bardo is the Tibetan Book of the Dead, I do believe. I think that's they call it the Bardo. It's kind of a realm in between the reality, and it's a kind of like the id itself. It's a subconscious realm.
Yeah, they call it like an intermediate state that they place between death and rebirth. So the thing is with the 49 days, and so with you have the, when you have the false name like Bridget Bardot, it's Bridge to Bardot.
And you have the
49.
And you have your BB, the 66 in there as well.
So anytime you're BB 224, that's your door, your dialect, 224, like the idea of the 22.
Straight away. This is some good stuff, Dave. You're doing it again. You've outdone your last show.
Nice, man. So like with the Bardo, man, so that's exactly 49 days. How that then ties in with how this is spread across other manifestations of thought is you have like the Hermetic or Golden Dawn type of folks.
Crowley. We just talked about Crowley before. Crowley.
Mm-hmm. Who they do their 49 and they have it slightly hidden. They have it kind of laid out through seven planetary forces by seven levels. That's your seven times seven.
Yeah, and seven by 49. Seven is a big part of that whole New Dawn.
Libra 77. LIBOR 7-7. That's
gotcha.
And then 7-7 is your 14 is your 5. That's your senses. So this is the offering of senses, because remember next week's 50. That's the offer. That's the balance. So then if you put a 5 on that balance, it's even.
Gotcha.
Anything else? Yeah. So then we're looking for. So they're looking to rebalance you. And it's called the so-called Masonic or the Rosicrucians, in their so-called numerology, the perfect order, they call it through sevenfold balance, which we just talked about.
Yep.
They call it that same thing. They call it they call it the 49 and 7x7, and they call it perfect order through sevenfold balance.
Boom.
And it's the union of the physical and the spiritual planes.
The union of real ID and the AI going into an artificial reality. Yeah.
Well, all that's going to be. Yeah, I mean, you have these goon bags that are just sitting there on these computer terminals. They're not doing nothing. They're just scanning ID cards. They're probably the biggest dumbbells you ever run into.
You know them.
I know them from a mile away. I can just look in their eyes and see that they have nothing going on. And they just scan the stuff, and they're like, bing, bing, bing. They wouldn't know their thing from a hole in the ground. So it's not them doing any type of work. It's just a method for someone to grab a card and to feed it to the computer. They're only there to kind of make that happen and to hassle a few people. You know, because there is no international terrorism to worry about. There is no war to worry about. None of that's real. So then what they're really doing is something else. And that something else is simply corralling you. They want to make sure everywhere you're at all times, not because they have to, but because they can.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's all.
And you all know a Harari. That's what he talks about all the time.
Yeah.
And you can listen to his speeches and listen to this show, and you'll suddenly know what he's talking about. When you're going to be, you can be hacked, your mind can be hacked. And they've got the technology, and we're allowing it to happen. Mm. And we're all feeding into the net.
Yeah. So if you look then at the powers that be, and if you tie it into the Judaism or the so-called Kabbalah again, the 49 again is the counting of the Omar, which is from Passover to Sivat, which is freedom to revelation type of idea. And in Kabbalah, there's the 49 gates of understanding, which is said by in their lore, that Moses, their Moses character, only got to the 49th. The 50th is the gate, which is ultimate enlightenment. And that's represented by the transfiguration narrative. That's the 50th step, because he's then brought into the light by Christ. Because remember, he was following Yahweh before that. So Yahweh can only take you so far, because he's the devil. Can't take you that last step, that splinter, that beam in the eye. Once removed. So the beam in the eye is that false light beam.
Yep.
That's what that's talking about. So that's that. So you have the 49, the 50. So that one sliver cannot be gapped unless you have been given the mind of Christ. That's where you can step to 50. Otherwise, you're going to be given a false platform to stand on, a false palladium. Remember going back,
a chief
remembrance of palladium. I thought I'd throw that in there. but you'll stand on your palladium, and then, because remember, this is just like a semiconductor, how you build layer upon layer upon layer. Over a month and a half it takes to build a read write head of going around and around and around.
Wow.
So then on top of the palladium, now we're building an indium layer. Next week we're going to add to the indium layer, we're going to add 10 to that. T-I-N. Just like the Tin Man. So just like, remember going back to the Wizard of Oz when we did that episode, the Tin Man. The Tin Man. T-I-N.
Yep.
But also 10, T-E-N. Or the 10, or the false I-O. The false input-output.
Sounds because like, remember, it says is, it. It sounds like 10.
Yeah.
It's 10, 10, yeah. 10, 10, 10.
10, yep. 10, 10, the Tin Man. And also how it just represents in itself, So yeah, we'll be looking at all that. So then, and of course, we already talked about in so-called Eastern mysticism the 49 days of Brigitte Bardot, Bardot, the idea of bridging that 49 days is when you're supposed to pretend you're somebody you're not. I mean, you go out on the first day and be extra nice. The next day, it's like extra generous. You know, so it's one of those type of deals. So where the, it's like a man-made self-flagellation ritual. It's kind of Lent and things like that, where people pretend to be, you know, or even the pagans will do, they'll do New Year's resolutions, things like that. It's all versions of the same thing, you know.
Fascinating, man. Fascinating. Really good show, man. Dude.
Yeah, dude.
Really interesting. I don't think there's anyone else putting this together like you've done.
Nah.
Well, I haven't heard it before.
Nah.
I've heard people get kind of close, but not put it together like that. So, 10 out of 10, dude. 10 out of 10.
You got to just keep going around. You know, just keep going out. Because within... Oh, and I also did... I will... I'll put up a little... You saw the cover of that comic book I did, right?
Yes, I did. Yep,
the 49th one of the Weird War.
Yeah. DC comic number 7, DC.
Yeah. And you notice on that one where the tagline is "The Right to Die," and that goes into. So I'm going to show you. I have this one. I've animated the covers to have the people going that are going into the idea of death. They're gonna be coming out and then lifted up, and they're alive again. So it's like it's depending. So just because you have this snapshot, which is a cover of a book, but then that doesn't necessarily mean that that's the end of the story. So I just wanted to use that as filler for the video form when I do this. So it's. To give a few different ideas. That and the book idea, something extra.
Fantastic, dude. You know,
doing it all for... I just had extra energy this week, so I was thinking about doing this extra stuff. And then, of course, 50 I'll do next to thing. You know,
that'll be next Sunday. Next Sunday.
Yeah, it'll look like a bare shelf. It's like, they'll be like, what happened? So then going into just so you know too, just so there's this idea that all of these different metals and different layers of the thought or idea, and in the case of semiconductors, the actual wafer themselves, each one of these just because they look like a metal or they look silver, there's different uses for them. Like in particular, the indium and tin are used in they're called transparent conductors, right? So that they're able to conduct the light through the coiling and uncoiling of the LCD through the red, green, blue kind of subpixel. So then those two are used for that particular use. Let's say then, if you go back to some things we talked about before, like in episode 44, we talked about ruthenium. Now that deals with a different aspect of semiconductors. That deals with what's called barrier or liner metals, meaning it's around the outside. Around the outside.
Buffalo girls around the outside.
Yeah, it goes around of the head or even, you know, whatever semiconductor device you're building, and or even the tantalum, which is coming up in episode 73. So that's
how can one person know so much stuff? I'm baffled, Dave J.
Well.
You know,
yeah,
I think it's your computer knowledge that takes it to that next level.
When you're doing semiconductor work,
building semiconductors,
well, you do all this stuff like the photolithography. You're aligning lasers, you're using CD-SIM microscopes. You're using laser alignment devices. You're also doing spinners, resist spinning. You're doing development. You're also doing creating vacuum chambers or creating vacuums. And you're also directing plasma with magnetic rotating magnetics or magnets. So all that has to happen to create these different devices we're using. So, I mean, you do that for close to 20 years, you're going to know a couple of things.
Yeah, I think so.
You know?
I'm going to validate that for you. Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, so... And then also just the different types of when I first saw Krypton and Xenon, when I first started working there, I was like, you know, that it sounds cartoonish, you know, because it sounds like that most people would say, oh, that doesn't even exist, it's not real. Well, it is, and you can see the difference when you pump it into these vacuum chambers and ignite. It's called igniting a plasma. When you ignite these plasmas, you'll see these different gases emit different colors, and those lights and those colors are being transcribed into the heads themselves. Just like we're talking about this blue light that's always emanating from the screen of LCDs. There is a blue light. There is that marinating light that's always there. It's just a part of the manufacturing, and that light though has power. That light knows things.
Yeah. Well, changing the subject, but not changing the subject. What are your views? I've spoken about this a fair bit, but I noticed that my mobile phone, which is my computer, I don't own a computer anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That is, I do have a mobile phone. I can get. Mm-hmm. Adverts sent to me of things that I've only just thought about. I have not discussed with anybody this particular, because I'm not a social butterfly anymore. Mm. And I haven't discussed stuff, but I've got an advert that's gone about something I only was thinking about. Now, is there with the blue light and us looking with our
right.
Is there a technology that possible, or is it a coincidence? Are they just assuming?
Well, each you're within the phone if you're holding it, or even if it's close to you, it's within your what's called your sphere of influence. Or
that's what I'm saying, and your aura.
Yeah,
and your aura.
Yeah, well, it's what's called an aura, and so yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. Well,
it's going to be able to. Yeah.
Well, okay. Well, it's,
absolutely. There's no doubt about it.
You will know a Harari, whatever his name is.
Yeah.
He said that. That's you know, we can hack, we can understand, we understand your thoughts, your everything. Yeah. So he brags about that.
Well, that's why these have to be put into each. That's why if you any type of office, waiting space, any space that somebody might be caught by themselves thinking, relaxing, enjoying themselves, they'll put a TV or a flat screen in there.
They do.
To make sure that you don't.
Everywhere. A dentist?
Yeah. To make sure you don't. Yeah.
Exactly.
So you're going to, and you're going to get, and that's what you're going to get all day. It doesn't need to be in the form of a movie or a TV, like moving picture. It can be simply in the wavelength sent from the device. That's all you need to get.
Yeah.
To get so-called program.
I've always noticed
or have this
thing.
Idea.
That we can be, I can be walking or driving along and I can look at somebody and they turn around and meet my gaze. There's something that we exude. I don't know how, I think they're talking about you, that your aura actually goes a long way further than what you'd think, like
right.
The Turlian photography. I don't know if you remember that. Stuff back in the 70s.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Well, that was kind of showing that your aura has a light, and but the fact that someone can turn around and look at you from meters and meters away, so they knew that you were looking at them somehow. So these computer screens are obviously picking up on this particular thing that we can't see, the blue light.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we can see it, but I don't know. There's definitely in there.
You can see it because it's just you can see it in what's known as feeling, meaning you can feel it. So you look at someone, you know You kind of you feel what you know, you see. So you see it, and then but from a distance you feel something. You already know what to expect.
Yeah.
Like to me, when I go down, I'll see there's certain templates of people or characters, and there's not too many different ones. It's very rare that you see somebody who's
alive.
Yeah. Most of them just look like templates.
Yeah, what do they call them in the computer game? The NPC? NPC, yeah.
But it would be just like at a high school or whatever, where you have the nerds and the geeks and the dorks
and the football and players,
the jocks, and the cheerleaders and the heavy metal guys. You know, all the different self segregation. They you don't have to talk to them to know who they are. They wear who they are by their costume.
Yeah, it's true.
Right? So then they're wearing their costume. So you don't really, if you're observant, especially nowadays where people wear all this different stuff, they're not just wearing, you know, kind of a common suit and a dress. If it's kind of man and woman before in the 50s, 60s, if they're wearing more with the patterns and the T's and the writing on it, somebody's going to tell you who they are just pay attention to what they're wearing. You'll know a lot about them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, Dave, I think we've done it for this,
all right,
this week. That was absolutely fantastic. I've got to say, and I always do say some things better than last show, this is a really good show. Really, really good show. And I do urge people out there to go and listen to these movies we talked about.
Yeah.
And look into it and watch these movies again. And that one, the Canadian one you were talking about before, seems fascinating about the English language being...
The old Pontypool?
Pontypool, yeah. Pontypool.
Yeah, because that takes place, the town is in Ontario, and it's called Pontypool. At least that's the name of the town in the movie. It's called Pontypool. And
I think it's a Welsh town as well. I think it's a Welsh town.
Sounds like it, yeah.
Yeah.
And the Grant character, the guy who, the Steve McCaddy guy, I mean, Stephen McCaddy, I say, you'll know when you see him.
Yeah, I know the name. Yep.
Yeah, he plays like a shock jock type character, you know?
Fascinating. Fascinating. Yeah. Dave, I think we'll wind it up.
Okay.
You can send the bot, and this will be out on truthmeets.com. We've done it on Dave's YouTube, on his Discord. And Joel will be producing it and knocking it out. So there'll be an audio version, and Dave's going to be doing a picture version on YouTube on the Dave Jones site. Yeah.
All right, Rick. Hey, cheers. Everybody.
Be blessed, everybody.
Cheers. Be blessed.
We'll be back next week, number 50.
Stand at night, together we stand through the test of time. Grow like a tree with the roots foundation. Inspire youth and the next generation. Family come first, do it for the love. 25 years, go on, hit you with the dub.
you to ignite, to ignite,
and set this place on fire,
set it on fire.
I want you to ignite and let it burn. I want you to ignite,
ignite,
and set this place on fire.
And at night, together we stand through the test of time. Grow like a dream with the Roots Foundation. Inspire youth and the next generation. Family go first, and we do it for the love. 25 years, go on a journey.